By the same token, they've also doubled the bounty on Nicolas Maduro's head to $50 million. So if you happen to have any information to be able to turn him over to U.S. authorities, you can make yourself a quick $50 million. That, by the way, is more than the U.S. placed on the head of Osama bin Laden. And it demonstrates just a general trend across this entire rhetoric and policy, which is hyperbolic. It's unclear really whether Cartel de los Soles actually exists as a hierarchical organized cartel, as it's being described by the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. It's unclear what extent Nicolas Maduro, he probably is very well aware of narcotics trafficking flying over Venezuelan airspace and leaving Venezuelan shores. But it's unclear whether this is truly an organized operational cartel with him sitting at the head. But that's very much what the Trump administration wants to portray. But again, UNODC, UN Office of Drugs and Crime, as well as independent investigators have really questioned the logic and evidence that the Trump administration is putting forward to make these claims.